Today's reading begins in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not being merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. So in this section, Paul is building on the previous thought that he presented, talking about the wisdom of the world versus the wisdom of God, and how the wisdom of God is folly to those that are perishing. And so here he's describing his ministry to the Corinthians, and he tells them that he preached this folly, that is, the message of Christ crucified, rather than relying on being overly persuasive or even using worldly wisdom to persuade them. He gave them the truth, And he says, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That is, that they would have true faith. And the wisdom of this world is only going to pass away along with everything else in it. And the Corinthians, as Christians, just like we today, must put our faith in something more substantial, that is, in Christ and in God. But he also points out that if you think carnally, if you think fleshly, you can have a really tough time understanding spiritual things. You need to embrace a spiritual mindset. And this whole dividing among themselves and following, you know, Paul, Apollos, Cephas, all of that that they were dealing with, that was of the flesh. And they needed to change their thinking. They need to embrace the true wisdom from God that is lasting. We get down to verse 10 of chapter 3, and he says, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Paul is not puffing himself up. He's just saying, look, I did part of the work, somebody else did part of the work, but all the glory, that goes to God. All the credit, that goes to God. And the real work was done by God. Sure, Paul went out there and preached. Apollos came out there and preached. Others came out there and preached. But the real work was done by God and in Christ Jesus. Spiritual work based on a spiritual mindset was going to pass the test. But fleshly mindset and carnal work is going to be destroyed. And he speaks of fire here, but he's talking about a fire of testing. Similar to the thought that Peter expresses in 1 Peter chapter 1 about the testing of faith. And he concludes this section that we read today with, let no one boast in men. All things are yours, whether Paul, Apollos, Cephas, world, life, death, present, future. You are Christ's, and Christ is God's. And that is what they need to be thinking about, and it's what they need to be living by. And the same is true for us. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.